Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate that. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in the Union Edge. And joining us now from 925, we've got Linda Merrick. Linda, welcome back.
Hi, Charles. It's great to be here.
Always a pleasure, Linda. Always a pleasure to have you with us. We appreciate that. But before we get into this, just tell us a little bit about 925, what you guys do.
Sure, absolutely. 9to5 is a national membership organization of women, primarily women who are working in low-paid jobs, who are organizing and taking collective action to improve both corporate and public policies around workplace issues, good jobs, anti-discrimination, and strengthening the safety net.
And I think it's a wonderful thing. And, you know, we may be talking about women in their jobs, but it is a family issue, am I right?
Absolutely. Many of the issues that 9to5 works on impact women more, but everything that impacts women impacts men and families. When we improve the workplace for women, it improves the workplace for everyone.
Do we really want our moms, our sisters, our wives, our daughters to be paid less than men because they're a woman? Really?
There's an easy answer to that, and it is no.
See, so it has an impact on everybody. Guys, pay attention to this. It has an impact. But, you know, one of the things that's interesting to me, you know, we see the fast food workers, and we see the Walmart people, and there's a lot of stuff going on with the Walmart people, and we should probably talk about that. But here's the deal. There's people out there that say, oh, well, these are only beginning jobs. You know, they're only high school people. Nobody working at Walmart or McDonald's or anyplace else, they don't have any familiar responsibilities. We can pay them minimum wage. It's okay. And then they turn around and vilify them for going on the county assistance for housing, for health care, and for food.
Right, and that's just not true. I think that's a mistaken notion that people have, that those minimum wage jobs, whether they're at Walmart or whether they're in fast food, are just beginning jobs that people hold for a little bit of time and then move on to something else. There are many workers who have been stuck in those low-paid jobs for a very long time and who are trying to support families on those low wages. And you're right, so many of them, because they're paid so little, qualify and, in fact, have to rely on public assistance like food stamps and other programs to be able to make ends meet for their families.
I agree. And I think it is shameful that these businesses, these big boxes that are out there, work off this minimum wage, low wage business plan, knowing full well that they can tell their employees, instead of us paying you benefits, we could just send you to the county assistance office and the taxpayers will pay it for you.
Yeah, I mean, that is outrageous. You know, Walmart, for example, I mean, they are the largest private employer of women in the world. They're the largest private employer in the world, period. And they are really a perfect picture of everything that is wrong with our unequal economy. Way too many Walmart workers continue to live in poverty, while Walmart is raking in $16 billion a year in profits.
Yeah, it's incredible. And then they turn around and they say, oh, well, we're, you know, the largest employer. You know, you're not helping. You're not helping. Especially
right.
When one of the things that was stunning to me was if Walmart charged 25 cents per customer more, 25 cents per customer more. And it's on average. You don't have to have a little bowl out there for everybody to drop a quarter in. But if they just charge 25 cents more per customer, they can afford to make their employees full-timers, pay them some benefits, give them some retirement benefits, give them some paid vacation time, some health care coverage, yada, yada, yada. But they don't want to be the premier employer.
Right. As the largest employer, they can, they can and often do set the standard, and that can be a good standard or a bad standard. I mean, they could model what it means to be a good employer in this country and around the world. But instead, they take that low road, they pay low wages, they don't guarantee their workers enough hours to be able to make ends meet and to have a life. And, you know, 9 to 5 has been working with a group of women Walmart workers who have faced discrimination on the job because they're pregnant. The company won't provide reasonable accommodations. And when I'm talking about accommodations, I'm talking about things like if you're already running the cash register, being able to sit on a stool while you do it, or being able to carry around a bottle of water. I mean, we're not talking about huge things that that Walmart is being asked by employees to do. Those kinds of things would make a huge amount of difference for women who then could stay on the job and stay working as long as they can physically and as long as they want to.
Right. And, you know, this makes sense. And it makes sense from a business perspective, because if you empower your people, they work better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Exactly right. I mean, the Walton family, you probably know this statistic. That family controls more wealth than 43% of Americans combined. And for them to run a corporation, you know, that is consistently taking the low road in terms of how it treats its employees is shameful.
It is. Do you think we have the ability in this country to change their minds and the minds of other big box employers that work off this minimum wage business model? Do you think?
I do. I mean, you know, looking at Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, that's a huge day for Walmart and for these other big box retailers, right? 2,000 stores, 2,000 Walmart stores, more than half the Walmart stores in the country have joined the call for $15 an hour in full-time work. And it is by organizing and by standing in solidarity with Walmart workers who are organizing that we will be able to change these things. We've already had some success. I mean, Walmart has modified its pregnancy policy in a good way. Walmart has put some things into place to make it easier, I think, for people to bid on open shifts. But, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. So much more needs to be done, and it will be by continuing to organize that we win the things that workers need.
Could you imagine the public affairs coup that they could score if they said, you know what, all right, you guys are right, you've told us what you thought. Here's what we're going to do. All those people want a full-time job, you got a full-time job. We're going to pay you some benefits. And did all the right things by their employees. Can you imagine what that public affairs coup would be for Walmart?
It would be huge. And it would have business benefits for them. I mean, the reality is that their workers are among the low-paid workers that have so little money that they can't really contribute to the economy by shopping for the things that they and their families need, and, you know, can't invest in ways for their families to get ahead. That would change, and it would be huge.
It would be. And you know what? People would want to shop there. Because, it's not just labor folks that think that this low road to high riches for the owners is wrong. I mean, the general public gets it. They understand it.
And, right. I mean, they're women's organizations. I mean, labor, of course, but there are also women's organizations, faith organizations and faith leaders, other business leaders.
Right.
You know, who are standing in solidarity with the Walmart workers.
Right.
And will continue to do so until they win the fair pay and working conditions that they deserve.
And there's a lot of small and medium-sized business owners that just have had it up to their eyeballs with this. They figure, look, I got to bust my chops. I got to provide health care coverage for my people. I got to provide them with decent pay, decent, you know, working conditions, so on and so forth. why am I paying for Walmart's profits through my taxes through the county government? I don't even shop there.
Right. Every taxpayer can ask themselves that same question.
Absolutely. Linda, listen, we've got to get going. How do we find out more about you and 925?
Sure. Visit our website. It's the number 9TO, the number 5.org.
Fantastic. We appreciate it, and we will talk to you again soon, okay?
Thanks so much, Charles.
Thank you. Linda Merrick of 9to5. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Megan Hatcher-Mays. In the lead-up to President Obama's announcement of executive action on immigration, right-wing media figures attacked the legitimacy of the president's proposal, suggesting that the president was acting outside the law. Here's conservative radio host Laura Ingraham.
Where does this end? Does it ever end? At what point do we roll back this homegrown tyranny?
On Fox News' Fox and Friends, co-host Elizabeth Hasselbeck also pushed this claim multiple times.
Everyone wants something to be done, but this method feels like kingship. You know, there are a lot of Americans right now that I think feel as though it's not the what of immigration solution, it's the how. They really don't want a king. They don't want an emperor.
But the truth is that every president since Eisenhower has taken some kind of executive action on immigration. And consistent with this history and legal precedent, the president's action will, among other things, expand the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program and defer deportations for parents of U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents. For more on this and other stories, please visit MediaMatters.org.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting.
You're getting chewed out by
so
your
why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text. And together, we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at stoptextstopwrecks.org.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate that. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in The Union Edge. Also, folks, please go to our website, theunionedge.com. Sign up for our e-activist newsletter. If you're local, your organization needs some help, we'll get the word out for you. If you're willing to help, we'll get the word to you. It's called Solidarity. We're all in this together. And we are going to improve our communities, that's for sure. Right now, we're talking with Bryce Covert of Think Progress. Bryce, welcome to Union Edge.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. There are a lot of people that are really concerned about this coming Black Friday, opening stores at, like, 3 seconds after turkey and keeping them open all night long and mandatory days at work. And if you don't show up, we're going to fire you and take your birthday away and all this kind of other stuff. You know, I'm an ex-first responder. I expected to work on holidays, but, you know, there was pretty good systems on how to work that out. But I don't see the emergent need to have, you know, shopping days on Thanksgiving itself. That's just me.
Yeah, you obviously expect some things to be open, right? Maybe a grocery store will have a couple hours opening so that people can get last-minute things.
I burned the turkey again.
Yeah, you know, you need some backup stuffing. Obviously, things like hospitals and airports, you know, there are public services that need to keep going. But we have seen an increasing trend over the past couple of years of retail stores opening, and that's so that they can get in on Black Friday holiday shopping. And they're not really providing a service for anyone. They're just opening in hopes of juicing their holiday season sales. And what we're seeing is most of the stores that have said they're going to be open on Thanksgiving Day this year are opening sometime in the evening. But we've even seen stores like Walmart, which is open all day long, which means about a million of its employees will be at work that day. And Kmart is opening at 6 a.m. So it seems like the stakes are even being raised this year so that they're open all day long. And
well, I'm going to open at 5 a.m. No, we'll be sleeping at 5 a.m.
The thing that's a little bit crazy about this is that it doesn't really seem to do what they are hoping it will do. Last year, the stores that were open on Thanksgiving Day didn't see any extra boost to their holiday sales that they wouldn't have expected to see on Black Friday itself anyway. So they're making a bunch of their employees come in to work rather than be at home with friends and family, and they're not even necessarily reaping any, you know, financial rewards from it. So it's not necessarily a winning situation for anybody.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it just shows your employees how little you value them.
And I think the employees who work at these stores, what's really frustrating to them, I've spoken to a couple of them, I've also seen some statements from some of them anonymously, is that, you know, they know that they work in retail, and they know that what comes with that is often working, you know, shifts that they may not desire the most, overnight shifts, early morning shifts, holiday shifts. But they haven't even been given in many of these stores the opportunity to volunteer. If, you know, some people may want the extra holiday pay, some people may be looking for extra hours, but many of them may not. And so if you had an opportunity to volunteer, you could at least help those who don't want to be there find a way out of it. And they've also been reporting that there's this blackout situation where they're not allowed to ask for the days off during, you know, basically from the middle of November through the holiday season into January. And that means that what their family needs, just cannot be taken into consideration, mostly up to managers. And if they're not going to, if they don't show up for that shift, then they get fired.
Yeah, and you know what's funny about that? Store managers won't be in the store. Store managers will not be in the store. What they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and take their day with the family, and they're going to have supervisors run everything. And I got to tell you, you know, again, folks, you need to ask yourself, is it really, really that important that I have to have the ability to go shop for Chinese made junk at store XYZ at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Well, and that's what we've been pointing out at Think Progress. Is we have a list on our site that shows all the stores that will be open on Thanksgiving, but a bunch of them that have also said that they will stay closed, many of them citing the fact that they want to treat their workers well, that they think their employees have actually earned a day off, and they will remain closed so that everybody can stay home. And I think that will be a very powerful message if people decide to, you know, speak with their dollars and support the stores that decided to stay closed and avoid the stores that are staying open. And I think it's likely we'll see that. Most Americans do not say that they're going to shop at a store on Thanksgiving Day. And there was a poll last year that even showed that a good percentage of them said that they would be less likely to shop at one that did open on that day. So I think if we see this sort of public support for the employees who would like to stay home, that could be really powerful.
Yeah. You know, so go see the list, folks. But the first one on the top of the list for stores that are closing down, Costco. I shop at Costco. That's why. You know, I mean, you know, they pay their cashiers $45,000 a year in salary and benefits. Folks, this you got the opportunity out there to make a decision, and I get it. Trust me, I get it. I used to be a first responder. I used to work holidays. I used to work birthdays and anniversaries and all this kind of stuff, and my family had to deal with it. I get it. But you know what? In my opinion, you don't really need to go and do it on Thanksgiving Day. It's Turkey Day. Stay at home. Eat turkey. Eat mashed potatoes. Eat stuffing. Stuff yourself. Sit on the couch. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your family. I'm just, you know, that's me. That's me. So I'm not speaking for everybody, but so is there anything else that we should take away from this today?
Well, I think it's also important to point out that on Black Friday itself, we should keep an eye out for striking Walmart workers. Even though a bunch of them are being made to come into work on Thanksgiving Day, the next day, many of them have promised the biggest strikes ever. This has been happening for the past couple of years on Black Friday, but they're saying the biggest number of strikes are going to hit the store ever. And so if you're thinking of doing some Black Friday shopping, you might want to think about whether you want to cross the striking workers' lines to go into Walmart or whether you might go somewhere else.
Bryce, you are just absolutely astute on that, and that's a very good point. Folks, I would ask you not to cross the line. That's me. Please don't cross the line. Have a nice conversation with the Walmart employees that are going to be outside the doors. They'll let you know what they're up against. And a lot of really great people. It's a shame the company's got to be that way. Bryce, anything else that we should take away?
I think that's about it. You know, there's a lot of choices to be made when you're doing your holiday shopping, and stores are really counting the numbers on their holiday sales. So they really pay attention to, you know, how much they make and how much their competitors make this year. So I think it's a time of year to really be extra careful about where you want to spend your money.
Well, I agree with that. And all I got to say is one thing and one thing only about all this. Bah humbug. Bryce, how do we find out more about you and what you write?
You can go to thinkprogress.org, and you can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at Bryce Covert.
And Bryce, if you include us at the Union Edge, we'll retweet it for you. We appreciate your time, your effort, and you know, just hang out for one day and enjoy the family. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.